This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We've been asking ourselves a question all week, and I've had a very difficult time answering this question, as I don't know exactly what I've been wrong about so far. What have you been wrong about so far in sports in 2019? What have you been worstly wrong about? 877-881-1053. This is how we interact. We interact with the Tolos via the text. 877-881-1053. You can text in what you've been wrong about, or you can text in what Kevin's been wrong about.
Oh, yeah, because like mine took half a second. Because it just happened a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Colby, I know you know what it is.
You have to eat a golf ball, don't you?
Yeah, man, something like that. Because I said that there was no chance in hell that Tiger Woods was going to win another major. And he did win another major. And I don't even know if that's like necessarily the inspiration for this. It's just something that kind of popped into my head. But as soon as I thought about it, it took half a second to be like, yeah, dude. The Tiger Woods thing, you were way off about that. I'm just happy that I didn't even know that the tournament had ended by the time that was a thing because they moved it up because of the weather. So by the time people started destroying me, I hadn't realized anything had happened, so I delayed it for like a couple hours. But yeah, the number one thing that I was way wrong about so far in 2019 sports-wise, I said that Tiger Woods would not win a major, and here we are.
All right, so now that he did win a major, have
you want me to double down?
Changed your mind about Tiger Woods at all?
Tiger Woods will not win another major ever.
That's not what I was
ever.
Trying to give you a chance to redeem yourself.
I mean, that's...
What do you know about me? You know that I'm the person
that digs
in. This
is a chance to redeem yourself, dude. Like, now you can be like, you know what? I am going to start rooting for Tiger Woods.
Yo,
I am
going to start root for him?
Diving in on golf. I am going to start enjoying golf again. And the lifestyle of a golfist.
That's not a thing. What? Yeah. Is that how that word is pronounced?
Become a golf aficionado.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Do I have to like
expand your
sip brandy and
expand
smoke cigars?
A little bit, dude.
You have
That's all
ask
I'm asking.
Her first.
Okay. It's early for that, man.
What?
Colby?
The rainbow got me.
The rainbow got Colby.
I thought that the Stars were going to win Game 7 because of the rainbow that appeared over the AAC as I was driving in.
Which is so weird because, like, if anybody I've ever met who I would think would not be moved by anything along those lines whatsoever, it's you. So when you're like, guys, I saw a rainbow. I think we're going to win this thing. I was like, hold on. What?
Will you ever trust rainbows again?
No.
Then?
Uh-uh. Okay. No, I mean, the rainbow actually looked like it was going right into the AAC.
It did.
Like, that was the pot of gold was going to be there, which means a win.
Yeah.
But it wasn't there, though. So that may have been just telling me that the Stars
it was in
were
in St. Louis, right?
The Stars were coming home.
Oh, and not going to have any pot of gold.
Maybe
when they got
maybe home. I should have understood the rainbow better.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A ton of feedback already. What have you been wrong about in sports in 2019? I was wrong about wanting to play the Rams over the Saints in the playoffs.
I try to tell people, like, you already beat the Saints. You already got something on them. You don't want to deal with the Rams.
From the 214, I was wrong about Luka and DSJ being better in the future than KD and Westbrook.
Oh,
I mean, that's a bold prediction.
So here's the thing with that. You have some hindsight to work with, right? Like you're
sure.
Like, well, look, they didn't work out. You know, I still have the potential of these two getting, you know, a championship together. KD and Westbrook, they didn't work. They were terrible together. Ha! So you have that hindsight that you're working with. Don't do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in that kind of a hole.
From the 713, I was wrong because I said LeBron would never miss the playoffs. I probably would have jumped in on that opinion, but glad I didn't. From the 817, I was wrong because I thought Joey Gallo would already have 200 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be a little bit ahead of schedule.
And Colby, who was trying to give Gallo the benefit of the doubt? Was it Kevin?
No.
No, it was us. We were
like
the
me.
Ones giving Joey Gallo the benefit of the doubt and saying, you know what? He still can become that guy. And guess what's happening? we were right.
Yes.
Just want to point that out,
That's
Kevin.
Really weird when there's like 3 years of information against you and 1 month for you, you're like, we were right.
Yeah, I'm right now, okay. Kevin. Right now, I'm currently, who's your favorite hitter? Never mind. This is a bad question after today. Actually, Gallo had a home
Willie
run and a
Calhoun,
double.
Willie Calhoun, baby.
Gallo had a home run and a double today.
From the 817, I was wrong thinking the Rangers were going to be good when they were 12-8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess here's what I got wrong then. I got wrong that the Rangers would be bad early and then ramp up and you would be more excited later. I should have known injuries are always a problem with pitching for the Rangers, and that I didn't expect them to be good early though. And
yeah,
they were better early and then fell off after that. So I guess. And you know what? There's still time. So I could be wrong again about that and still ultimately be right. So there you go. In your face.
Okay.
Good luck with you.
This one hurts. From the 817, I was wrong about Duke being unbeatable in March Madness.
Yeah. They were beatable.
Hold on. Have you been a fan of Duke before? Were you just going off of they got two superstars?
I think they meant strictly this year. Okay. But like if you watch them during the year, I didn't think they were unbeatable.
Mike Krzyzewski is susceptible to getting destroyed. I mean, it happens.
No. I mean, it did.
Yeah. They lost. They didn't get destroyed.
I mean, there's a Lehigh percentage chance that it happened.
Okay. If you coach long, oh my God.
From the 903, Jalen Smith's knee. I was wrong. See? I'm glad. That's something I think everybody's happy about being wrong about, except for our show.
I hope so.
Our show was like, this guy's coming back. The entire show. I'm going to give everybody credit, even Kevin, the negativist. On the show,
I support him.
Always very supportive of Jalen Smith, while everybody else in this building was knocking me down about not wanting to trade Jalen Smith for Jalen Ramsey. Everybody in this building called me a fool. And after last year, I think everybody's looking at it going, hold on, crap. The future of Jalen Smith looks very bright right now, and Jalen Ramsey's might not look as bright as that team's starting to fall apart because of character issues and other things.
Okay.
From the 301 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, wrong about KD's importance to the Warriors.
Man, I'm telling you, I can't wait to see the game tonight because I think that Portland is cooked. I think they're out in five because the Warriors realize, oh, hey, we're still awesome and we can have fun at basketball. And this was the only thing that the Warriors were missing. They still have all NBA players across the court. They're still awesome. They're still the defending champs. The only thing they didn't have was people saying they couldn't do it. Because there was nobody who was like, I don't know about this. And now, somehow, they got the only thing that was missing from their recipe for destruction is doubters.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got people going, I don't think they can do it without KD. And then you hear today, KD's not even close to being ready to come back. And they're like, no problem. We're going to go beat everybody down anyway.
But that's the thing, though, is like that was their plan A before that they were winning championships with. They were good before they got KD.
They did.
And not much has changed regarding that team, except for they added a really one of the top three players in the league to the team.
I agree.
And then they were like, so, I mean, I guess we got to use him. And they did. They didn't lean on him so much that it screwed over their team. They were just like, no, we added this to the mix. This is an awesome soup we got going here.
It was weird how everyone thought, I know they don't have as much depth, so they're terrible. Like, they instantly, KD got hurt, and they became 7.5-point underdogs to the Rockets. And I thought, really? That's a
because of Chris Paul,
Kevin. Number.
Because of Chris Paul.
Well, that didn't really work out super well for them.
Reggie doesn't look too happy about the Chris Paul.
No, I just feel like we're ignoring the fact that, like, Steph and Clay were playing, like, boo-boo all of a sudden until they had to.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
No comment.
Okay, Reggie, have you been wrong about anything sports-wise?
Right, 100% of the time, except for the time when I thought, like, you can't win with the way that Virginia and Texas Tech play basketball.
There they were in the finals. What people forget is Virginia was losing to the 16 seed at halftime by 6 points. A year after, they got destroyed by 16 seed. And I even remember my son was like, classic Virginia. And then they're the champions. Like, that's really, really weird that that's how exactly it played out.
From the 469, never been to Pluckers. I was very wrong to order their hottest wings because I thought no place could make me cry. But now, sadly, I am texting this in the bathroom because they are crying because of the hot wings.
Make sure to wash your hands before you go.
Yeah, that's
they
they're already in there
now.
The fire in the whole wings at Pluckers? Yes. them some spicy things right there. You better know what you're getting into.
From the 817, I was wrong about Parker headlining his own show here on The Fan. He did have the Sports Slap, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was his show.
It was so bad that we shipped him out of town.
So far, we have not been wrong about Reggie. However, jury's still out. So that is something that
potentially... How long do we wait on that?
Next week, maybe.
Then we'll decide.
Then we'll make a decision okay. on how I think
it's going. What about y'all's Mavs predictions? Do those count for this year?
That was last year.
But they were proven wrong this year.
2018-2019. I didn't say it this year. So I said it last year.
Yeah.
So
even though
I said it like in March of last year.
But even though it carries over for this year.
I said it about March of last year, though. Like, that's before. Yeah. No, it doesn't count. Not for me.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Nope.
All right. From the 469, tell Kevin he's going to be wrong again because Portland is going to win tonight.
That's interesting. I'd love to see it because I'd love that series to go seven. I'd absolutely love it. I don't want them to get torched in four games. That would be terrible. From the 214, and Kevin, I think I know what your answer is going to be on this. I wonder if Kevin Durant is secretly wanting the Warriors to lose.
What does he care? He's already left the team.
See, I don't think you really think that. I think that because of the way your mind works, you know that he secretly wants them to lose.
Of course he wants
them to lose. Because you're always talking about all the people
who
secretly want Dak to fail.
Of course he wants them to lose. Take a look at the facts, all right? The Warriors, for as great as they are, you know how many championships they won without Kevin Durant? One.
Mm.
People seem to forget that. Like, they think they've just been winning championships forever. They won one without him. Then they posted the greatest regular season record in the history of the NBA, and then they choked in the playoffs, partially because Draymond got suspended, but don't worry about that. Then KD comes in. They go 2-for-2 in winning championships, but some people don't want to give a lot of credit to Kevin Durant because they're like, yeah, you joined one of the best teams ever. Good for you. But if Kevin Durant goes 2-for-2 in winning championships when he's there, then he gets hurt, and then they lose again, then I think people will be like, well, hold on just a minute here. Maybe Kevin Durant was better than we all anticipated. By the way, one sports book today moved the Knicks up to the third most likely to win the NBA championship next year.
Uh-huh. Was it Caesars?
It was not Caesars, but I don't remember which place it was.
Was it Little Caesars?
It was not Little Caesars either.
At least you're sure it wasn't that.
Yes.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman is dead.
The Caesars.
He doesn't have a casino.
But he has Caesars dressing.
From the 817, I was wrong about D-Law not getting his contract. Hey, I think...
Who thought that the Cowboys weren't going to pay him?
Who thinks the Cowboys aren't going to pay Dak?
If you think that the Cowboys aren't going to pay Dak, you're crazy. And I can't tell you whether or not it's going to be done before the season starts. They don't usually like to do stuff in the middle of the season. They like to get things done right around training camp. But there's no way they're walking away from a quarterback who's taken them to the playoffs twice. And probably could have done it three straight years in a row. Started his rookie year, took him to the playoffs, and has consistently put up good numbers. Now, if you say they aren't Aaron Rodgers' numbers, that's fine. This also isn't an Aaron Rodgers offensive line in front of him.
Plus, I never understood that argument. His numbers aren't as good as the best quarterback in the NFL. Okay.
Yeah.
So is your question to me, do I think Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the NFL? No, I do not. So, like, it's as simple as that. So if you're saying he's not as good as this person, okay.
But do I think the going rate for a quarterback is currently this much and that he deserves what the going rate for a starting quarterback in the NFL is? Yes. Yes, I do. And why would the Cowboys think any differently when they're going to the playoffs and they say to themselves, what was our biggest problem when we had Tony Romo, who everybody thinks is a great quarterback? He had 34,000 yards passing his entire career. If Dak keeps this up for the next seven more years, he will surpass Tony Romo by 2,000 more yards, just at the rate that he's going. And I know he may never have a 4,000-yard season like Tony Romo did, but if he just stays at what he's doing, he will pass Tony Romo in all the record books.
Oh,
but what was
it's going to be a tough day for a lot of people.
What was their biggest problem? Jerry Jones admits to this. We never built a good team around our quarterback, and that's where we failed. Well, they have done a good job of building a better team around this quarterback. The question still remains about the coach. And until that question is answered this year, that's when we'll find out if they have to move on from the coach or not. But they're not moving on from this quarterback.
I want to give Cowboys fans a piece of advice that hopefully will make their life better. You can still love Tony Romo and root for the current team.
Yeah.
It's okay to do both, and I know some people have a hard time.
Do you think Romo does?
Oh, hell no.
There's no way Romo roots for this team, right?
No, absolutely not. From the 214, when Amari Cooper was on the trade block, I told Clarence Hill in a tweet I wouldn't give a fourth-round pick for him. Oh, yeah, I was wrong about that. Yeah, from the 817, I was wrong about Dennis Smith Jr. being the future of the Mavs. By the way, I also never thought I'd be down 107 pounds with soda.
Yeah! Nice!
Nice, nice, nice. Hey, I'm right there with you. I am still disappointed that the dynamic didn't work out with DSJ and Luka. Well, I guess I should probably say DSJ and Rick Carlisle. Mm-hmm. That's probably more appropriate because I like Dennis Smith Jr. very much. I hope he succeeds in New York or wherever he ends up getting traded to.
No,
during draft night.
You want him to fail so that we can be better.
I want him. Well, I mean, sure. If we go up against him in the finals, what a day that'll be. But until then, I definitely hope he succeeds.
He's not with the Knicks next year, right? That's not a thing.
I see. That's exactly what I think. Because if they're going to bring in, people seem to think that Kyrie and Kevin Durant to the Knicks is a done deal. Well, I mean, they're not bringing up Dennis Smith Jr. to run at the two, I don't think. And they're not using him to run the bench. So I'm assuming that he would be shipped out.
From the 817, for the 512, KNC, I was wrong about being happy with the Cowboys draft no matter what because of Amari Cooper. Why didn't we get a safety?
I don't have a good answer for you.
They went with the other position.
We eventually
went with the other one.
Safety in the sixth round, which it was an A&M kid, and I like that. But, yeah, I'm still kind of perplexed about that as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.